Side B of the Record from KUOW for this 2nd of January. I'm Marcy Silman.
Still a lot of good tracks, though, just like all those records. There are a lot of gems hidden in the second side.
Amen.
Local Machinists Union votes tomorrow on Boeing's contract offer. The issue at heart for many machinists is pensions. Those opposing the contract don't want to see their pensions disappear. Boeing wants to move workers away from pensions into 401k retirement plans. Fewer companies around the nation are offering pensions. But what's the difference, really? I asked John Flavin to explain it. He's a certified financial planner at Synergy Financial here in Seattle.
The easiest way to think about it is, to use the technical terms, is the difference between a defined benefit plan, where I've got some benefit that the company is saving for in the future, and a defined contribution plan, which is the 401k, where I put $500 a month into my 401k plan.
Why have companies and governments had so much trouble saving for defined benefit plans?
Let's just say for your retirement, if I didn't have to save, $500,000 to ensure your retirement, and I could use that $500,000 for something else, marketing or whatever else, I'm in the business of doing, that's plain and simple. That's why they would rather not have to do that. Now, this has always been traditionally something that, companies put in place, for taking care of their workers, employee retention, all those types of things. But sadly, the pension plan just in general we see that going away.
Is it purely an economic decision for companies, do you think?
I mean, obviously, without talking to every single business owner, it's just one less liability that they have on the books, plain and simple.
Between 401ks and pensions, will pensions always cost the company more money?
There's a lot more flexibility on a 401k there, where if the company wanted to, they don't have to do the match, they don't have to do a profit-sharing portion. So the 401k gives a lot more flexibility of, when I've got years where we're, going gangbusters, and I want to give you, a dollar-for-dollar match on the money that you're putting in there, I can do that. But if, let's just say, we have a few years where we're not doing so well as a business, I can say, oops, sorry, but we're not doing any matching, we're not doing any profit-sharing portion, into your plan this year. So the 401k allows me to say, okay, the employee is going to put in all their money, and we're not going to put in a dime, or we can say, you put in your money, and we're going to match it, and we're going to put a profit-sharing portion in there, we're going to put a ton of money in there. So from the employer standpoint, it gives you a lot more flexibility, whereas the defined benefit plan, I have to be planning for this future cash flow of, that defined benefit that I'm promising to give you.
John Flavin is a certified financial planner at Synergy Financial. One thing Boeing's talking about is freezing pensions. What does that mean?
So essentially that says they've been planning on this defined benefit that we've been talking about now. But what they're saying is that instead of wiping it off the books completely, they'll say, okay, whatever you've accumulated, whatever we've promised to pay you up until this point, we'll still make that commitment. We'll still keep, we'll still keep that debt. However, we're not going to add to that in the future. So instead of you getting $2,000 in retirement, we're going to lock it in or freeze it at $1,000, which you've accumulated thus far, and then we're just not going to add to it.
Now, John, if I had to choose between a pension and a 401k, why wouldn't they be six of one, half a dozen of the other, if the company were, let's just say, a company was matching the contributions just as they were making when I was getting a pension?
In theory, there's more out of your pocket, in the 401k as an employee, because I've got to put that money in there. Definitely, if an employee is going to be bad about contributing to their 401k, pension, is a great way to go if people just aren't good at saving. The upside to the 401k is that there are other advantages, for example, to highly compensated employees, if they can put more money into it. There's also the higher potential of return in a 401k. So in theory, you could potentially get a higher rate of return, but it's a double-edged sword, because also in theory, if, let's just say, you put it on to some really super-duper aggressive mutual funds and you lose all your money, that's a really bad thing too. Whereas the defined benefit plan is like it says, it's a defined benefit where they're promising to pay that no matter what.
Which would you prefer?
here's going to be the crux of my answer, is that if the company is matching and they do a profit sharing, I have the potential to earn more with my 401k, but if I don't think that I'm going to be contributing or anything like that, then my pension plan, I prefer my pension plan.
But it also sounds like if you're a lower paid worker, a pension plan is a much better
potentially
route.
Yep, potentially.
Of course, what's happening in this country is that companies are and governments are moving away from pensions
right.
and towards defined contribution.
Right, they're implementing 403Bs and other types of defined contribution plans.
John Flavin is a certified financial planner with Synergy Financial Management. With Marcy Sowen, I'm Steve Scherer. This is The Record.